In between innings, Tanner Bibee visibly upset, frustrated. Stephen Vogt.
Yeah, well, he was right behind him all the way.
That was not a pleasant conversation.
No, but you know what? That's what's been going on with Tanner Bibee. He came in and then said that, and the manager says, no. He put that to an end quickly.
So I think this does mean a lot of things, and I think there's a lot of interpretations that have come out of this, and, of course, that audio courtesy of Guardians TV.
Mm-hmm.
On the nose, I didn't immediately hate it from Bibee, who I think has been frustrated all season long and needs to get his emotions out, but certainly from Vogt, who most of the time anyone can commit highway robbery in that clubhouse, and it doesn't seem like they get called out for it.
Well, they don't get called out through the media at all in the slightest bit, and so we don't know if he's calling out people behind closed doors, but like I want to know what he said. That's why, first off, I want to know if Bibee angry at himself or was Bibee angry at the offense?
I think I'm going to go ahead and say, by the way he reacted, he was angry at the offense.
So I agree with that. That changes my perception of things. It's not as if Bibee's been so great, and he wasn't great in that moment, that he would get some sort of Peter went past, so to speak, in this scenario. Like you can't blame it. The offense has been dreadful. They haven't scored in three plus games now. Not great, but you don't get to call out the offense when you've not been nearly as good as you're supposed to be, Tanner Bibee.
Unless you've been feeling the pressure of how bad the offense is, and that's part of your downfall. And this is where I'm going to give a little bit of empathy to the kid. I think the kid is incredibly competitive. I'm a little worried there's a little Trevor Bauer there with the temperamental
I've
stuff.
Heard other people say that too, and they made the suggestion. It's like, oh, reminds me of another guy, the initials of TB. And what I thought about with that was I thought about when Bauer threw the ball 300 feet from the mound in Kansas City, and then like you saw Tito, Tito's reaction.
Knew exactly what Tito said to him too.
But it felt very similar to Vogt's reaction last night in many, many ways, where it's like you can make of it what you want, but it just they both had that same demeanor. And so I'm like, what did Tanner Bibee say?
And
how much of a noob is the wrong term. How much of a boob is he really? Is he always doing this?
I mean, I think he has self-destructed a lot this year, but I want to try and be a human about this, because if you're going out there and you're feeling the pressure of being an ace and you can't get any damn hits, I mean, I think that's a very human response, even if it's not the right response.
No, but I think he's smart enough to understand that nobody in baseball cares right now if he's not winning games in the win-loss column. Like, I get he wants to win games from just a personal standpoint. Paul Skeens has an ERA under 2 and has, 3, 4, 5 wins, whatever it is. Like, he had a stretch of 2 months where he didn't win a single game that he started with the Pirates playing, and it's like shouldn't really dictate him or matter to him one way or another.
Yeah, but I think if you're not pitching well and you're not getting run support, I can understand how that crashes down on you. I can understand if that leads to a blow up. I really can. I'm not saying it's right. I really am not trying to defend him, but I am trying to understand it a little bit, because I think one of the things we've liked about Tanner previously is that he's a bit of a bulldog. Well, that doesn't always come out positively.
Well, so the point is that I would much rather prefer that was him getting angry at himself, that was him getting angry in the moment that he wasn't able to locate some pitches, that he's now allowed 24 home runs in the season, which is just an astronomically high number of home runs to have allowed. I'd be more accepting of that than if he came back in the dugout and was trying to light up. By the way, you saw J-Ram's reaction in this? I mean, J-Ram looked like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, I mean, did you
between him and Bo Naylor, they looked like, what are you doing right now?
Did you see Carl Willis?
No.
Carl Willis did not look up once. He was like, I think he had like a pitch card in front of him, and he just had his head down. Mind you, the manager and your previous ace are screaming at each other in the dugout. Willis does not flinch. He does not look anywhere else other than the card.
Man, I've been there in fights, though. I've watched fights in this radio station where I'm putting my head down.
I was just like, Carl, no one's buying it. Everyone knows that you know this is going down.
No, but you can't smile during it. That's what I've learned, too, is I've been caught in moments.
You can't smile.
I've been caught in moments where people are getting after it, and then you give a little smirk, and then all of a sudden you're the one in trouble.
Oh, no. See, because then if somebody yells at me, then I just yell back.
Yeah.
I've learned that. If somebody really, okay, if you don't deserve it and somebody yells at you, the most effective thing, it's like scary. A bear, just yell back at it, right?
You're supposed to get tall with a bear, right?
Yes, you are. I do the same thing with Keith.
That's right.
If I feel like I've been wronged, I just really buck up, and the Bucyrus in him comes out. He's like, okay, all right, we got a little too hot there. Let's chill out.
Can I get you some coffee, Mr. Britton?
Sounds like me doing that read at 5:20.
All right. That's good. As of today, I think this is a little deal. But I think tonight will inform whether it's a big deal or not. If this team comes out and plays as poorly as they did last night, to me, it's going to be a sign that they're giving in. When you have a moment like this, when you have a huge outburst between the manager and one of your best pitchers and a guy you've got under contract long term, how you react to it says everything. Because that moment last night can be the moment where they blew off some steam, and you know what? It turns out we actually needed that, even though it didn't come about the right way.
Kind of like a manager going out and getting tossed intentionally.
Yeah, absolutely. But
something to shake it up a little bit.
But in a way of, hey, we all want to win so bad, we're fighting each other, let's let some of that steam off. That's only if you come out and just pummel the Rays tonight. If you get one hit tonight, I think it ended the season.
Well,
I'm not trying to be too hyperbolic because they were already getting their ass tossed.
I was going
to
say, losing 9 out of 10 and now what are we at, 5 or 6 in a row? That lost the season.
But like, I just continue to come back here. I'm like, come on, let's I love moments like this. I do. Like, as a fan, I love moments like this because it's like, all right, how do we respond? Right? Like, all right, that was not a good moment. It was not in the moment a productive moment. But like, this team decides whether that's a defining moment in a good way or a bad way, whether it just shoveled some more dirt on the coffin of the 2025 season, or do they actually show up and have some fight today? Because they've not had any fight, I mean, at all in the last 13 games.
Did you like that Vogt followed him into the dugout and kind of chased him around like he was trying to like rope in a puppy?
Yes. Yeah, I understand that, and I think this is one of the reasons why Tito was so great at being Tito, is most of the time there's a specific atmosphere that you keep. And so they always say this about coaches. He's the same guy every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you have to lose your temper, though. Sometimes it's right to voice your frustration or to have a go at somebody if you're not seeing eye to eye. And if things have been bubbling for a while, if this is one of many outbursts, yeah, do I think players are going to look at that and go, oh, yeah, this is a job. This is...
Yeah.
We got to mind our P's and Q's.
I mean, you just can't ignore it. And again, it does matter what he was talking about. I wish we knew specifically what he was talking about. But if he's going after the offense in that sort of way, you can't let him dog other players in that moment. When he's not doing his own job.
No, I know, but I just, I really, I this year, and I felt I mean, this
if
way.
If that's Pedro Martinez in 01, for instance, where just no one touched him at all and he was dominating, he comes back to the dugout and has a few words for the offense. I think that's different than Bibee in this scenario.
Here's the thing. If Bibee's saying it, I'm going to go ahead and say the pitching staff has said this a few times without, you know, Vogt being an earshot. Like, it would be very human if anybody in that rotation or in the bullpen thinks to themselves, we can't get more than two or three hits in a game. This is no longer we're putting in the quality at bats. We're just not performing. Like, I would again, I'm not trying to excuse it, but given how bad they've been playing, I think I'd be more concerned if the reaction to it was nobody turned their head and everybody just kind of watched him and then kind of went back to what they were doing.
I guess it would have been different if Bibee's, you know, if the Guardians are up and they struck out in the third inning or something and they just got no runs and then he lost his mind instead of it being directly after Bibee failed to do his job.
I understand.
It feels like you're placing the blame in another spot to almost let you off the hook.
Now, I'm going to say this is a little deal today. I do think this stuff happens way more frequently than we realize. It's a clubhouse. Guys are not, you know, we say this about 53-man roster. The 26-man mm-hmm. roster, you have fights, you have disagreements. You guys are trapped together for 6 months at a time, and you're not naturally all best friends. So with that being said, I do think if this is the we're going to lay down moment, I think it starts to paint some doubt on Vogt. And I don't know how far we go with that because I tend to think Steven's going to be back. No, but I do think the difference between this team laying down and dying from here and this team staying as buoyant as you possibly can and responding to this the right way, I do think that paints a picture of clubhouse health. And where people are with Vogt, where some of the players are. And I think that's a difference between how they enter the season and how you feel about Stephen Vogt going into next year.
I mean, my big takeaway on this team this year has been just how up and down they are. I would bet they go on another streak, another run, kind of like they did a month ago, where they look like one of the best teams in the American League. Like, it's just how this team is.
So I think the difference between this streak and the previous streak is that the previous streak just happened so
early. This streak is worse.
Well, it's also
in many
late.
Ways, it's worse.
It's like they're
losing 9 out of 10 is not losing 10 in a row, but this one feels worse, and this one feels like this is stamping down what your season is.
Well, and it's
right when you had a chance,
and,
too.
And players are smart. They know what this losing streak could mean for them. And it's really hard for Vogt or for that organization, for anybody, for the leaders in that locker room, even today with putting Santana on outright waivers, it's really, really hard to pull the nose up this late in season. That doesn't mean it's impossible, but when you're already a team that has performance issues on the lineup, and we can't get Cade Smith to not blow a save every week, mm-hmm. and Gavin's been bad the last two starts. Tanner's been bad since June. Slade Ciccone hadn't been himself. Logan Allen just is coming off a bad start. Like, the later this kind of play happens in the season, we can always fall back on, well, there's 31 games left to go in the season, and that's true. Yeah. But this is the wrong time to have a bad stretch.
No,
this is
for
the
sure.
worst time outside of like the last week of the season.
It's the perfect storm of suck right now. But that's what's been so interesting about this team is that they've had the perfect storm of everything clicking and then also the perfect storm of everything not clicking at multiple points throughout the year. It's just so odd how on the same side of everything it feels like they are at any given moment.
Tanner Bibee, Stephen Vogt. Their big exchange last night, big deal, little deal, or no deal. I think it's a little deal, but tonight and how they come out, it's not even just about winning. It's about how feisty, how competitive do you look, because you've looked non-competitive for about 10, 11 games at this point, and in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.